I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper testified before Congress yesterday on his bipartisan health care proposal aimed at stabilizing the individual health insurance market. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The plan would keep Obamacare's individual mandate in place for now. It asked the Trump administration to also keep cost-sharing reductions for health insurers, and it would give insurers tax breaks for competing in underserved areas and help those companies cover the costs of sick enrollees. Hickenlooper notes that in Colorado, 14 Western Slope counties only have one provider to choose from.
So many of these pools end up being dominated by the least healthy individuals, especially people that have chronic diseases. One of our great challenges is to make sure that we get more people participating in the system, because that's what drives down premium costs.
Four other governors also testified before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hickenlooper and Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio are spearheading the effort. The national coverage has had some speculating on the future political ambitions of both Kasich and Hickenlooper. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A law protecting the medical marijuana industry from interference by the federal government has been extended through December. Marijuana Business Daily reported today that the law was extended under the provisions of an aid package for victims of Hurricane Harvey approved by Congress. And the U.S. Forest Service is backing the expansion of Colorado's largest coal mine, claiming the benefits of expanding the West Elk Mine outweighed the potential environmental threat, according to a report in the Daily Sentinel. The mine received initial consent to expand under a 2012 state-federal compromise, but environmentalists sued, saying officials didn't take the full environmental impact, including climate change, into account. At 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Mike Purcell.